our side, we have our design team assembled, so there's probably 5 or 6 of us that'll be working on this half to full time for the next 6 to 8 months pretty consistently. So we have a big team. We're excited to get it kickstarted. Our steering committee is the next step to get set up. So getting that committee kind of established on who are those members and understanding the time commitment that that will be. It's probably 1 to 2 hours a week for the next couple months, and then maybe 1 to 2 hours every other week for the next following 6 months. I know it's a big commitment, but we have an aggressive schedule that we're trying to hit, and that's been communicated with construction engineers a little bit already, just through the CMAR process with what we were hoping to do. So I will still look to them to help coordinate that, and we'll have those conversations in the next couple weeks here, but we're hoping to hit an aggressive schedule of bidding the project out like end of February timeframe, early March, which puts us ready to go in April. So this is kind of our tentative schedule. One thing that's not worked into the schedule just yet is the high school design portion. We're not sure if we're gonna try and concurrently design the high school renovation with the new Jefferson Addition element or the new building, or if we are going to design the full building over at Jefferson site and then turn back to the high school. Because realistically, the high school portion will not get renovated until students are moved into the new building. You can't demo the building without the kids having a place to go. So tentatively, we're looking at our schematic design, our design development, and our construction document phase ending kind of at mid to end of February. I'll look to the steering committee to relay to us when school board updates will also be included in there. I have one noted for sure at the end of the design phase, but incremental updates, whatever it may be. Hopefully we're awarding the project by early to mid-April with kickoff started soon after. We're hoping to start construction next spring, next summer, as soon as the ground starts to thaw, and then hopefully that's an 18-month construction schedule, which puts you in the building kind of over Christmas break 2027 into 2028.
Allie spoke very accurately relative to this as well in the recent conversation we've had, but the overarching message is that at this point, we're planning for the beginning of the 28-29 school year in the new school. If, again, it concludes sooner than that, we can transition in the 27-28, that'd be great.
My hope would be that starting in September, kind of maybe the second or third week of September, we'll start user group meetings. And that will be where I'm hoping to come out to Valley City with my team, and we will sit in a room for 8 hours for like 2 or 3 days straight and just meet with almost every single staff member in the building. We'll work with as many groups as you guys feel necessary. We'll provide a recommendation on the group sizing, how many people should be in each one, how many people get a voice, which ideally is everyone. In the end, you want the staff and the community members to feel like they have a say in the building and they were a part of it. Sometimes we even for a student or two to be included in that to really get a student representative's perspective. So that could be something we include as well when we're talking about classroom design or commons design or what the gymnasium should look like or those kind of things. So that will hopefully happen in between mid to end of September, and then again early October. Hopefully once those changes are all implemented, the drawings and the design is mostly set, and then we can just work forward on our construction documents and get all the details designed and built so we have a building.
Allie, just maybe to kind of clarify, I know you said it, but the design is possibly going to correspond as far as the demolition, the Highliner Activity Center, which portions of the high school that we're going to keep, maybe correspond with the initial design of the new school. Specific in highlighting this, no construction will happen over at the high school until everybody's out and occupancy at the new site.
Correct. We don't plan on demoing any portions of the high school or remodeling anything there until children are out. We may talk to you guys as we move forward that maybe there's a small renovation that wants to occur in the concession stand or something that we can maybe time for a summer, but overall, we don't plan on any big renovations happening during school year by any means at the high school until students are moved over to the new building.
Kind of two different options with that.
So at the high school, there's a lot of different options still, and we don't know exactly what route we're going to go, and I'd look to you guys and your steering team and your staff to really help direct that. I'm not a community member, so I don't know the ins and outs of each after-school activity that uses each individual space, but definitely the program that is maintained at the high school will influence the program at the new building. If there are spaces that are maintained here that we don't need to replicate, that may change the program there. If there are spaces we want to keep at the high school, but they're still needed at the new building because we still need immediate access to them day in and day out, maybe it doesn't change the program and it just becomes an additional space that you're maintaining here. And those are all questions that we still have. And, you know, we've been working on master lists of questions on what will you use this space for? Do you want to keep it? And then the overarching comment and question really is, the more you save at the high school, the more capital maintenance will maintain at the high school. So keeping it is an amazing and a great idea to maintain some of those facilities, especially the newer ones with the hack and all those spaces. But the more you save, the more capital maintenance still may have to be addressed depending on what the systems look like and what the condition of some of those spaces are. So we'll be balancing that for the next few months as well, just figuring out what makes sense to maintain, what makes sense to kind of let go of and move away from, and hopefully get a nice parking lot over at the high school site too in the end.